The spring season for commercial salmon trolling in southeast Alaska is shutting down Monday, except for a few areas near hatchery salmon release sites. The spring season began in May and was to run through the end of June. However, poor returns of king salmon are prompting the closure. Grant Hagerman, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's troll management biologist for Southeast, says this is a first for a region-wide closure.
This has happened in individual spring areas. We did have an area near Ketchikan last year closed for several weeks for conservation concerns, but this is not a region-wide closure for a fishery like this has not happened before.
King numbers are low for wild stock fish returning to the Stikine River near Wrangell and Taku River near Juneau, as well as some other mainland rivers. Early catches of hatchery kings have not been strong either. Hagerman says region-wide, the hatchery king catch has been just 14% of the overall harvest. That's well below recent averages.
Hatchery fish are also down as well, in addition to those wild fish. And so with these fisheries designed to target those hatchery fish, you know, without really having many of those in the catch and concerns for those wild fish at this point, we felt like it was, no harvestable surplus on those wild fish, and that any fishery that directed Chinook fishery for troll or as incidental harvest in other salmon fisheries, basically being the chum fisheries, that we wanted to limit that, and basically closing these fisheries does that.
Fish and Game does test fishing on the Stikine and Taku rivers to determine actual numbers of kings making it back to spawn. The department says record low numbers of Chinook are showing up in the two rivers. Neither river is expected to reach an escapement goal or the number of fish that managers want to return to the river to spawn. Typically, kings from those two rivers make up 80% of the wild king salmon in southeast Alaska. The troll fleet's quota, set under an international treaty with Canada, is not impacted by the closure. Pacific Salmon Treaty kings not caught in the winter and spring seasons will be carried over to the summer season in July.